welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being, and we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, hello. How are we? Welcome back to the podcast. So today I want to talk about what got you here won't get you there. Now, I know we hear that a lot, but I really want to dive into this and hopefully make you think about this maybe in a little bit of a different way, or at least be able to kind of take stock, have a little bit of a check, review. Are you actually thinking about all of these things? Because for me, what this means is fully actually changing our operating system, right? Because our everything that we had, our experiences and the way that our brain works and our expertise and our skills are going to get you to a certain point. And I've spoken about this before, right? I think that if you experienced a certain level of success or certain level of leadership in your previous career, then you are going to come into business and kind of a lot of us get to a similar point pretty easily. Like our skills are cross transferable. So we get the network and we get some clients and we get the wheels turning. Now, that's not the case for everyone, but often it is the case. And what happens then is then we kind of get stuck and we plateau. And because business is very different to our previous career, often we get stuck at a certain point and we get trapped in the client work because we've said yes and we haven't charged enough. And it's what I see a lot of the time. And the dream business becomes a complete nightmare because we kind of didn't know what we were doing in terms of running a business. That was definitely the case for me. And it's the case for so many of my clients that the system works up until a certain point, maybe like, you know, six figures-ish, and kind of any more than that, it starts to be really obvious that something has to give. So for me, it comes down to really rewiring our brains and upgrading the operating system, because so much of what we do every day, like 95% of what we do every day, is subconscious, which means we don't control it, which means we don't control our actions. We control our intentions, but our actions are controlled by our subconscious. And so we need to get in there if we are going to actually change our activity, if we're going to change our performance, if we're going to upgrade that operating system to a new one that's going to get us to that next level, then that's where we need to start. So if we think about it like that, then we do need to think about what are we actually inputting? What are we inputting? And I've spoken about this before as well, but it is super important and it is coming up again and again and again in multiple conversations across multiple areas with clients, with peers, with mentors. Like this is coming up a lot. And so let's talk about it. Let's talk about what we are inputting. What are we consuming and what environments are we in? Now, there are, like, we live in this consumerist culture, right? There's so much junk on TV. Like there's just things coming at us from all angles. And if you think about the person that you want to be, and you think about what you're consuming in terms of your brain, I'm talking about food here,
talking about what are you allowing inputting into your brain? What are you allowing to, like, what are you feeding your mind? Does that align with the person that you want to be? Because if you have really big goals, if you are wanting to up level, if you're wanting a different result, then we need to get really clear and really, really focused and disciplined and like hardcore filtering on what it is that we're letting into our minds. And now I have spoken about this before. For me, what that meant was no more violence of any kind, right? I used to love thrillers, like books, and I used to love, you know, all the crime shows and stuff. And then in the end, it started giving me nightmares. I was like, oh my gosh, what is giving me nightmares? I was like, okay, well, if I'm putting in violence, then my brain's going to be thinking about violence. So I got rid of it. No more nightmares, right? So for me now, that is the norm. And it's just one example. I'm not saying you have to go and give up your favorite TV shows. Like, I get it. We've had seasons in life where that's really important to us. Right now, we barely consume any normal standard media. Everything that I input into my brain is very curated, selectively, like exclusively chosen for a specific purpose. Because my goals are around health and well-being, around being a great mother, around homeschooling, and around being a great leader, that is what I consume. It's content around those things. And yes, I do read fiction for fun, very limited for me because I get super addicted. And so that's just a personal thing for me. But again, I'm really careful around what I'm choosing. And if you want to go to the next level, if you want to really optimize yourself, you don't have time for junk. That anything that is not helping you become the person you want to be, we don't have time for that, right? We don't have time for that. And that doesn't mean that you don't have time for leisure, because that is a different thing, right? If the person that you want to be reads a whole heap of books, amazing, then keep reading a whole heap of books. But if the person that you want to be is out there experiencing life rather than spending every night in front of the television, then, and that's what you're doing, then we need to change that. That was a pattern for me over a decade ago. That's what we did at nighttime. That's what was relaxing. But when I thought about it, it wasn't actually the thing. It wasn't getting me towards my goal. I was wasting the night. It wasn't helping me become the woman I wanted to be. It wasn't contributing anything positive to my life except for hanging out with my husband. So guess what we do now? We have a cup of tea and we talk, because that's actually building on our relationship. So what is that version for you? Because not everyone's going to give up TV. Not everyone like that is going to be affected in with those things in that way. That's not going to be everyone's goal to not consume that. What is your version of that, right? What are you doing? What are you allowing into your life that is not serving you, that is not helping you become the woman that you want to be, that is not positively contributing to that woman? And think about too, the environments that you're in. Who are the people that aren't contributing to that? Who are the people that are negative? Who are the people that are not supportive of you? Who are the people who are a little toxic, who you leave feeling drained from? And how can you spend less time with those people, right? If they are family members and things, then potentially we're not cutting them out altogether. You know, if there's a person in your life that you do need to cut out, you already know that. No, just distance nicely if we can, because we have to be so protective around what we are letting in. What environments are we allowing ourselves into? What are the conversations that are happening in those circles? Are they positive and encouraging and uplifting and life-giving? Are they, you know, big picture? Are they thinking in the way that you want to be thinking? And are they women that are wanting to step into their potential? Like, are they women that are on your same wavelength in terms of growing? And I'm not talking about having a gigantic you know, empire business. If that's what you want, amazing. If that's what the women around you want, amazing. It doesn't have to be that. When I say growth, when I say big vision, I mean becoming the fullest version of yourself in whatever that means. And there's going to be different seasons of that, right? In new motherhood, there's going to be a season of what that means, which is, you know, pouring into your children and looking after yourself the best that you can, if that's the season that you're in. Everyone is going to be in a different season as their family grows, as they grow and age and experience more of life. But how can you be the fullest expression of yourself and fulfill everything that you believe that you're here on the planet for and experience everything that you want to experience? Because we're not taught this. We're not taught this. And we often are just the product of the people around us, right? You know, the average of the five people is the saying. And think about those five people closest to you. Are they big picture thinkers? Are they positive? Are they encouraging? Are they uplifting? Are they walking the path? Like, are you holding hands walking up the same mountain together? Or are they negative Nancys? Are they, you know, getting stuck in gossip and bad mouthing their partners? And, you know, is it the kind of life that you want? Or if not, need to kind of sidle into a new circle, because the people that surround us as we are younger are not necessarily the people that are always going to walk with us. There may be people that follow us through, but not always. Sometimes we outgrow those circles, and that's okay. That's okay. We're all on our own journey, but our job is to protect ourselves and our own input and think about it in a really strategic way. I mean, if you want to grow in a certain area, then you should be listening to podcasts or reading in that certain area, not just for entertainment sake, thinking that we're getting this professional development. Putting aside entertainment for entertainment's sake, I'm talking about strategically using our input to grow and become more of who we want to be. All right, so that's the input. Then we need to think about how are we actually processing that, because we're inputting most of the day, input, right? We're on socials, we're on emails, we're on the phone, we're listening to podcasts, we're watching things, we're on YouTube, like input. We're in masterminds, we're in courses, we're in free webinars. Like, we're consuming all of this information like from the fire hose. So are we taking a step back and are we pressing pause and we're taking time to process? So what then is your practice for processing that information? For me, that's deep thinking twice a week. That means I just scribble on my journal, like brain thoughts, whatever is coming up for me for as long as that needs, you know, maybe 5 minutes. And then asking myself a question, a specific question that is going to move me forward, whether that is, you know, how can I do this more simply? If I was a business strategist, which I am, that's not a good question. If I was a business strategist looking in on my business, what would they say? You know, how am I going to get more visible? How can I get more productivity from my team? You know, I should have had my list in front of me. I've got a big list. Maybe I'll send that to you if you send me a DM. So having, you know, the right question for you. And if you don't, that is where a mentor will come in handy, because they can see your blind spots and they can ask you the hard-hitting questions that maybe not everybody wants to ask. So asking yourself that question and then taking 30 minutes to try and answer that question. Because then all of the input that we've had during the week has had a chance to kind of settle in our subconscious, right? And I don't know if that's the correct term, but you get what I mean. All of that information, we've processed it during the week, and now it has an outlet in a productive way. So you can journal, oh, maybe I could do this, or this, I could do this, or I listened to this podcast, or I saw this ad, or I, you know, I've been reading about this. How could I make that work? Okay, how could I refine this? And you literally think about that question for 30 minutes. Set a timer, no interruptions, no technology, thinking time, thinking time. And after that, you will have some things bubble up. In that session, you will have things bubble up so that at the end of that session, you can have some action points. And that's how you end the practice, is you end the practice with actual action points that you put on your calendar for the next week. Because if it's not on your calendar, it's not going to happen. So what is that process for you? How are you processing the information that you are inputting? In addition to that, I plan my week in advance and I plan every day the night before. So we've got our weekly plan and we can see what needs to go. Then we know we can plan it out kind of day by day. Things are going to change. Things are going to move. So then that's why you plan your day the night before. And every day we'll have three priorities that are going to get done, ideally in the morning. And this is how we leverage ourselves. And this is how we leverage and upgrade our operating system, because we have been really strategic around what we're inputting. We have then had a practice where we can actually filter through that information and pluck out and take action, which means that the way that we're thinking is different because we're inputting things that are going to move us forward. We are thinking about those things and stretching them and looking at them different ways and actively actually doing, not just consuming and being pulled this way and that by other people. And then we have action points. And so we're taking action on them. And by planning your day the night before, it means that you know then exactly what you're doing and you know your three priorities that you need to get done so that you can't be swayed by other people, by emails and all of this, because you have them on your calendar. We're not talking about a to-do list here. I'm talking about putting them on your actual calendar so they get done. And yes, again, things are going to come up. Kids are going to need to get sent home from school. You know, people are going to be sick. Life is going to happen. But without this kind of a plan, how are you going to get stuff done? Right? And so, yes, things might change, but you have set the benchmark and you know then when things can move too. So they're already on your calendar. If you have to move things, guess what? You drag and drop them across. Or if you're using a physical planner, guess what? You can move them. It's okay. We're not robots. We're not expected to be. But by having this system, it is going to get you a whole heap closer to where you want to be. And little by little by little, we build the snowball and push it up the hill and build the snowball until, right, we have that momentum that just kind of carries it back down the other end of the hill. Meaning that it's the little things that add up to be the big things. Often we're waiting for the big, like, amazing thing. It's not. It's the reps. It's like going to the gym day after day. It's not like one day, you know, wake up, you have the biceps. No. Step by step by step. It's the same in business. That is how we upgrade our operating system. And then the action piece is the execution, right? That is how, by setting our calendar, that's what we do. And in line with that, we have our seven systems, right? So already you will have the rinse and repeat routine things that you do in line with the seven systems: marketing, sales, service delivery, people, finance and legal, well-being and impact. They're already on your calendar. If you need the seven systems guide, hop on over to the website, annaliesewarne.com/seven systems, or check out the link in bio on Instagram. We'll send it to you. The seven systems are the foundation of your business. That does not change. That does not change. This thinking time is how we optimized. The actions that come out of that are how we optimized, or they're new things to test, or they're refining the process that is already there. But it doesn't mean that we are doing that and not this. No, the seven systems are there and we are refining and optimizing by learning more, by being careful about who we're around, by being strategic about what we're consuming, by strategically processing and implementing thinking time, and then using those actions, putting them on our calendar inside of our seven systems that are already there. So I hope that that is a practical way for you to take action on the saying, what got you here won't get you there. I hope that that really makes things a bit clearer for you and gives you some things to do, because we love that, right? So, but that is the key, right? We do have to take action. And this is a really great way to think about it in terms of the big picture, because often we can get really granular and go, oh, when am I going to post? Or when am I going to do this? Or how am I going to, yeah, but like zoom out. If we are ready for the next level, we can't just be tactical on this. We have to zoom out and get that big picture strategy. And it starts with, if we want to change the results, we need to change the actions. If we want to change the actions, 95% of them are unconscious. So we have to change that. We have to upgrade the operating system. There are practical ways that we can do that. So I already talked about mindset practices last week. So in with that input is, like, you know, exactly feeding what you're feeding yourself, right? What is that life GPS kind of stuff that we talked about last week? If you haven't listened to what exactly is the mindset work, listen to that episode and include that in your input, because that's part of the input. All right, that's it for me for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of week, and I hope you're joining us for Business Bootcamp. We are starting in just a few days. So this is where we are taking 7 days to implement the seven systems. Come to that if you are the bottleneck in your business, if you know that you need to make a change. If your business started off as the dream business and it has become a nightmare, if you've gotten trapped in client work, if you're in that messy middle, if you're on the brink of burnout and exhausted, your business is broken. So let's fix it. Come along to Business Bootcamp. This is the system that claimed me back more than 40 hours of work hours per week and allowed me to create the life that I have, with business not consuming me, right? It used to be business then life. Now it's life then business. And these are the seven systems that allowed me to do that. And they can do the same for you if you allow them and implement them. And the best place to do that is Business Bootcamp. So come along, register at annalisewarn.com/bootcamp. Can't wait to see you there. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarn.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.